keep yourself prepared for either contingency. And yes, you can. Well, should you put this out on a hotline? Of course you should. Always qualify it. We have no authority ourselves. But this is what's going on, and this is what we're being told, and we cannot keep it from you, the people. Keep your eyes open and see what's happening. And then most ones who will come forth in and make a statement. Well, there's nothing to do now, people, but pray. It can all be changed if we just pray. You have to pray with some intent toward action. And action can only be pulled off in a positive way if you act in wisdom. Remember God and your connection. God only looks at intent and what you do. And how many get on their knees and pray to God, if you just give me this, I'll give you that. This is called bargaining. And when you finally get the picture up there in your skull, inside, you know, most people walk around with their thinking focused almost everywhere else, between almost every other extremity than between these ears, which God gave you the power of creation. Oh, sure, big boy. Bully. Yes, he did. And when you create yourself, you can create any other thing. Any other thing. Well, then why don't we just create this gold? How long do you think you would have it? And how many of you would try to carry so much that when the ocean comes in, you're on the bottom? Isn't it better to use some wisdom? Get it properly. Utilize it properly and wisely. And your enemy won't even try to stop you. It's when you cross your enemy and threaten your enemy. He doesn't really have a choice, does he, but to show you. Because there's something all of you have to remember. God wins this war. It's God's creation. And if you are a part of that beautiful creative flower where you have taken your power, and truly enough, it's all in the mind, you will accomplish and acquire and anything that you can conceive, you not only can, but you will achieve if you want it. And when you have ones tripping through that seem to be so fruitful in their acquisition, they're using the same modus operandi. They know they can do it. And they do it. When you stop sniveling, I'm unworthy. Yes, you're unworthy. That's an insult to me. It's an insult to God. What do you mean you're unworthy? You are the prime creation of God. A reflection of God, not image-wise, energy-wise. And there's some pretty wise teachers who have come your way to tell you that. anything I can do, your teacher said, you can do more. He just knew he could do it and was willing to run the risk of doing it. You have two amazing people to the right of this chair. And both of them will tell you they didn't do anything. Norma will tell you, I don't do anything. Can you imagine walking out there, sitting down to a desk, and writing the things that Kathy and Mark have written? Norma sat and typed them and says, oh, my God. Those have to be brave people. Others come and say, my God, you're brave. Old friends from Greece, how dare you do this? How are you so brave? Brave? Not against these assholes. These are jerks. These are idiots. That doesn't require bravery. Well, you see, it's all in your perception. This happened to me. This happened to Kathy. This happened to Mark. All you can offer your brother is your experience. Do you see, once removed, it's hearsay. Can Kathy be more terrified today for telling than she was when Mr. Reagan says, we're going to have to burn you out, burn you up, take you out. And if you could get into her mind, the reality of it is still foggy because it is so outrageous that even to self, how many times has Dorma and EJ and Charles and Rick sat and absolutely fallen off the couch, look at each other and say, this is absolutely insane. You know, you've got somebody on the telephone from half a world away with enough cash to fund one of these suckers. And you're sitting in Tehachapi and you never get out of the basement. Well, I get out of the basement. She doesn't, I do. And we're all over. You're all seeing us. We're all over. You can tell our craft from the others. We put big signs underneath. We put our logo right underneath. So it might behoove you to look at the logo and then check your skies. There's not going to be some big trumpet out there goes, everybody look, here we come. And it will be absolutely silent. How will we know it's not just one of Earthcraft? Because we will move so slowly that an Earthcraft would go bang. You will usually find white lights, triangular shape. We will rarely put the base because we don't want you to know the outline of the rear of the craft. If it's flying at night. You will have flashes of blue because that represents our electric symbol. When we are really interested in catching your attention, we will have circular colored lights that represents the whole, the circle. And we're all over now. The Russians have platforms that are very, very similar. But the Russians that have those platforms are my friends. Remember, the enemy of your government is not my enemy. Your government is my enemy. Either party. The adversarial, evil perpetrators upon this earth are my enemy. It doesn't mean I'm going to kill them. Doesn't mean I'm going to knock them out. Because I don't have to deal with them. You do. And it's part of your growing process. What will you do about it? And will you be able to do the powerful thing about it? Will you create a new space for yourselves? Well, I get back. You said that, you know, if we had to, you'd get us. You better believe it. I haven't changed that one iota. But I also have to remind you that you have to make up your mind. Are you on my team? Are you going with me? Are you even interested? Or is this just an afternoon of play? I'm sure that you could get far better entertainment if I would shut up and let Kathy and Mark talk. But you see, they didn't just come here to visit. They came here to find their other pieces. Regardless of how this place feels, it's a safe place. It's home. And that's what I want people to hear out there who hear the tapes. You see, this is why there are no pictures, there are no faces, there's no advertisement. We don't go to Global Sciences and tell you how to channel. And we do pretty good because I'm pretty good at hypnotism. Obviously, you are all mesmerized to falling out of your seats. Some of you are so asleep you can't even hear me. EJ. It's all right, I like you to be comfortable enough that you hear me.
Bruce made it.
Does he want to make a report as to why he wasn't here at daylight?
Happy to be home.
Deanna, there's the man that can teach you to do whatever you want to do with that computer. It's a time of the gathering of the eagles, only we don't even have eagles as such. The big birds. We're separating the birds into categories. And the turkeys we plan to leave. The eagles will clip their toenails a little bit in the end of their beak. You see, God's magnificent flying machines did not feed off of other living beings until they met man. Now, isn't that interesting? Until they came into the physical plane to experience, and it became easier to kill something to eat it than it was to harvest. And you think that these magnificent imperial eagles around here are babies, our own symbols. They don't feed on living things. Have you ever wondered what in the world all of these eagles eat? The imperial eagle doesn't have to eat. It lives on the energy of both the soil and the air. They eat a lot of dirt. And I've told all of you, if you went and found your rare earth and you ate it, you'd be healthier. But you can't turn a body that has been trained to function according to a mindset to just simply quit eating. It will die. It doesn't know anything else to do with itself. And therefore, that is our thrust. Mark and Kathy have to go out and share their story. Who else can do it? We must do what we must do. Who else will do it? Oh, I have a lot of ones who say, I do it all the time. I write and I tell and it disagrees with you. Wonderful. Welcome to it. But be careful. Because when you're caught in your own lie, your own trap, it's going to be on your face, not ours. Each must do what each must do. And just because you think you're close to God, no. You have no more benefit than anyone else. You have to learn it for self. Ones will look at Little Crow and say, oh yeah, but you're a medicine man, you know, you're a big honking shaman. You got him made. No, he doesn't. And he's just walked through hell. And he sent words of appreciation to you people who wrote him and wrote his family. And Alice just wrote back yesterday, overwhelmed by your love. And you didn't even know what was wrong. Would you like to know?
Yes.
I knew you would. It was in the paper, actually. They have, by his first marriage, Little Crow had three sons, I believe. They are grown and away, so we'll only take up the two daughters. He and Alice have two beautiful daughters. She is mostly white, so that the beauty of the two races merged, turned beautiful, beautiful people. And the older one does her thing. The younger one, who is now an adult, was so impressive that she was chosen, as a matter of fact, I believe, to go to Russia with a group that were going to Russia. And, of course, you're dealing with red Americans, Native Americans. And all of you here know Little Crow. Well, about 2 years ago, Valerie had a child. And the child was out of wedlock in it. She and her partner were not married. And I have to always catch myself up in explaining something because I have no patience with your marriage license. If you cannot be, what are the words? If you can't be honorable and keep a commitment because you have made it, do you really think the government's going to help you make it? So I don't have any patience with marriage licenses. So don't come ever telling me, you know, well, you don't even care if they're married. Yes, I do. Marriage is not made on a piece of paper. Marriage is made in a commitment. And that commitment may be broken or it may be forever. You can't tell today, oh, I'm going to love you, darling, forever and ever and ever. And then I want to live with you in heaven. I'll tell you, you might as well have said I'm going to live with you in hell. Because you've just done it. You've just blown it. If you want to live with them in heaven, I'll tell you, you will treat that other person enough that that one might like to be with you also up there. Love is a commitment, not a piece of paper. And it has nothing. And I know that all of you are going to argue. It must have something to do with sex, because every time I'm in love, that, you know, the first thing on my brain. No. What if that person you love is incapable or in an accident? Or do you stop loving that person? Most, yes. Or, well, I'll go over here and I'll have my little escapade and not annoy you, or whatever. Love is something totally definable. We can't define love, you say. Oh, yes, you can. Love is that allness of emotion that reflects God. And when you, in your love, can reach out, and without those strings attached, say, I love you. And together, we're going to do wondrous things up here between our ears. Because that's who we are. All of those other physical things of life, human, are the blessings or the curses, whichever you make them to be. So time went on with Valerie. And when she had her child, she came back home. And lo and behold, about 2 weeks ago, three, it hits the paper. Baby found. Baby found on doorstep at Indian church. Now all of the media swarms in like a locust on a field. Valerie went through 9 months of pregnancy. Listen to me, all you mothers. Kept it absolutely secret. Bore her baby alone in a bathtub. Cleaned herself and her baby up. Swaddled it in clean clothes and a blanket. Picked up the phone and called the police and said, someone has left a baby on our doorstep. She didn't know what to do about the child. She said she could not let this baby be fathered by the man that fathered the child. She had kept this such a secret that 2.5 hours only after she delivered this baby alone, Little Crow called home. He was traveling just to check. And she was light and, oh, Dad, I mean, you know, and nothing. Nothing. This is a gift. This is a gift. Sometimes God needs a place for an energy of very, very special qualifications. This child, all along the way, already having a child, now this happens, and it sounds so terrible. Is it terrible? This is the bravest little child I have ever witnessed. She did not want to hurt anyone. She knew that her mother and her father would not turn out this child because it is also Native American. And she knew that the social workers would let them keep it because who in the world else would want this little Native American? This is a special child. Little Crow said, I looked at that child, and it tried to get up and get off that bed, and it was only hours old. And he said, I'm humble. And he's weeping while he's telling it. And that's why I didn't want you to have compassion because you knew the story. You have to have love and compassion for your beloved friends without knowing what it is. If you can love enough to send a card and just say, I don't know what it is. But we love you for that. And you did it. You did it. And I'm so humbly thankful and grateful to you. And you're going to see a miracle out of this. There are some very, very, very special people being born on your place. They must have a way. This child could have had an abortion the minute she knew. She chose to give life to this child because she would not be able to live with herself otherwise. This is courage. This is courage. And until we can come back into this kind of courage amongst man, there's no hope. And when we say no hope, I'm really saying, what's the use? Hope and hope and hope and hope and hope. But if you do nothing, how can you ever expect hope to bear fruit? God is love. And even Jimmy Baker said it. I was wrong. I was wrong. And I had decided to go insane in that prison cell in isolation. And the guard walked up to the door and said, God loves you. And the guard said, don't you tell anybody I said that to you, Mr. Baker, because I'll lose my job. And your life is changed. God loves you. God loves me. I'm thankful that God loves me because I am as capable of erring as are you. We've come down through those dimensional changes to experience and share in the awakening of a world. And that makes us vulnerable also. And one of the saddest things that can possibly happen in these higher realms is to lose a brother to your density. You are faced with choices the same as every other being. And you think maybe you didn't choose. Well, I didn't see another alternative. There was always another alternative. Well, I have no choice. I have to breathe. No, you don't. You would be amazed at how many people who are so sick, they finally just, I'm not going to breathe anymore. And I don't. And I die. Hope that you're in control when you're ready to make your own transition to that extent. You make a choice. The old ancients could do that. Go up to the mountain. I'm old. I'm tired. I'm going home. That is essential. That is knowing your God power, your own creation, enough to make that step. Well, it isn't time for us to step, do you see? That cuts out your experience. One's continually, well, why don't you just fix it? Why don't you just show up? This one is a really good one. Why don't you just land and right there in the middle of Super Bowl? Come on. Somebody tried that already with a parachute. It doesn't do it, people. You're looking for magic still. The miracle is in putting your own foot out there. Trust enough to put your own foot out there. And I know your life is filled with disappointments. Well, look, Why should I get all hopped up today over whether or not they're arresting political generals? You better consider it. Dorma got a card from John Snyder. I wish that Wally would thank him. He said, I just finally quit, you know, waiting. He says, I don't mean to be offensive or anything. I'd still expect. But I quit waiting till somehow it happened or didn't happen or disappointment or whatever. And once you quit waiting, you begin to do things that make things happen. Disappointments are nothing but steps along the way. Errors are nothing but building blocks. A child learns to walk by falling down. You learn to speak a language by making a lot of silly errors. We have a responsibility that is so great that you can't comprehend it. And until you know what is wrong, you can't fix it. You don't know it's wrong. Until Kathy is daring enough to get out there and say how it is, no matter how ugly it is. How can you ever hope that somebody else trapped can ever begin to have a flickering in their heads that something is wrong here? And when it's all you know, how dare you step out there and run that risk? These people are dastardly. They threaten. They threaten to destroy everything that you are and that you ever thought of being. You cannot even think about being anything else. And you can't hold on to the control of self. And it's rampant. Sometimes it's easier, like sitting in that room and this precious little girl sits down. And you'll like this, Kathy. A monarch butterfly and an ankle bracelet. Pregnant and this great big honking piece of junk sporting around in that room and her following him like a puppy. Don't think, because I'm a higher energy than you, that I don't have thoughts of murder. I would have happily strangled that man slowly to death. And then after I got him dead, I'd really work on him. And what do you have here going? The teachers in that room didn't even see it. Because of you, Kathy, Rick and Dorma and EJ just looked at each other and said, my God. And so immediately when there is an opportunity, you get some of the ones that are running the sound equipment and this guy now has got his eye on Dorma because she is going to fix this buzzard, you know. I mean, so he would come back. He wouldn't go away. And he had to get up there, you know, and have his picture taken with Gilboyne and Ormond McGill. Big deal. And here you have one of the finest men that will ever walk your earth in Ormond McGill. And here is Gilboyne, worked with Bull Bright, knows everything there is to know about hypnosis and therapy, and they were blown away. They had no idea. Well, I'll tell you, precious child, your book is with them. And poor Tom, working at the sound equipment, he said, you're kidding. No. Just watch for a minute. How can you ever expect to get from here to there if you don't get informed? Do you see that it isn't so important what is happening today as that you know the possibilities of what is happening today? And I think that I would like to have a little shared classwork here. Find Linda's writing. Any one of these little writings that you have floating around here today. And let's look at it and put it in perspective.
I have it.
Read it. Oh. I'll interrupt. You see, I'm talking first because I don't want Mark to be embarrassed if he has to cross me. He can make up his mind whether he wants to contradict me or not.
This is on the hotline. It's from the internet, and it's from Linda Thompson. I think to remind us who Linda Thompson is, wasn't she quite active a couple of years ago?
Oh, she was the adjutant general of your militia.
She says, what's up with this? More news from our Congress. What's going on here? Some interesting information came to my attention. Evidently, the 104th Congress adjourned sine die this month. That's spelled S-I-N-E-D-I-E. Now, if anyone out there is like me, they're wondering just what sine die means and why it is significant.
We've already talked about this, so let's not.
All right.
Move on down. I want to talk. Let's start with whichever paper says these military men were seen shackled and so forth.
Wrong document.
And mind you, right up front, before we even go into, I'm not saying this isn't so. Do not misunderstand me. I am not saying that this is not so. And I'm not a revelator. I'm not a remote viewer. I'm not even going to be psychic. Let's just look at what is written there.
This is called Urgent Facts. 11-196, 12:30 a.m. Confirmed through Jim Ammerman and Mr. C. That's
now, where? We all know Ammerman. Who's Mr. C?
Clinton.
No, I want to deal with this. Who is Mr. C?
That's S-E-A.
Mr. Yeah, it's spelled S-E-A.
Who is he?
Never heard of him.
Right. Go on. Now, you also have to remember that Ammerman has always said, I only get information, I can only pass it on. So, keep that in mind.
There are confirmed reports of Air Force personnel being gagged and shackled and taken away. Destination unknown, both in Langley Air Force Base, Virginia. Are we clicking?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'll change my tape. Better start again. This is an urgent facts confirmed through Jim Ammerman and Mr. C, SEA. There are confirmed reports of Air Force personnel being gagged and shackled and taken away, destination unknown, both in Langley Air Force Base, Virginia, and in Casper, Wyoming. The
Stop.
Men bound in Langley...
Stop. Kathy, what goes on at Langley?
The CIA headquarters.
Right. So you either have something truly taking place or you have a big CIA wash job, don't you? Who saw them? Who confirmed it?
No indication here.
What goes on in Casper, Wyoming?
Little oil town.
Who saw? Why would they be doing anything in Wyoming? Go on. I truly am not being as smart as I sound. Ellick, that is.
The men bound in Langley were taken away in a white jet. The men bound in Casper were taken away in a black van, two waiting 747s. These 747s are frequently used as prisoner transport planes for the federal prisoner transfer centers, such as the ones in Oklahoma City and at SeaTac in Washington State. Similar scenarios have previously taken place, with military officers being observed in full uniform, bound and gagged and shackled into place on 747
planes. Stop!